Part of the problem for police grappling with the apparent outbreak of gun violence around Australia has been the difficulty of tracing the source of firearms. Firearm databases between states are not linked, and that means that police can lose track of guns. Senior police have also told us that their job is hindered by a lack of uniform firearm regulations. The Federal Home Affairs Minister says he's preparing a package of gun law reforms to take to a meeting of police ministers in June. Lexi Metherall reports.
Around Australia, police are noticing a shift in the use of illegal guns. For years, Melbourne was plagued by the bloody gangland war, but Victoria Police Detective Superintendent Brett Geeran says the latest spate of shootings in the city have been markedly different.
What we've seen in more recent times is the indiscriminate firing of weapons by essentially peasants in the northwest suburbs of Melbourne who have a very laissez-faire approach to the rights of others and who are using firearms to enforce drug debts. Predominantly, most of the firearms that we seize in Victoria, most handguns that we seize, come from drug dealers.
And so you've called them peasants. Are they sort of a level below organised criminal gangs?
Yes. Yes, these are people who wake up in the morning, they need $500, so they go and roll someone for it.
In South Australia, Police Chief Superintendent Paul Dixon's seen a change in the way bikies conduct their business.
Previously, they would be involved in their drug trafficking or their illegal activity, whatever it was, but it was done in such a way that, you know, the last thing they wanted to do was the police to notice them. For whatever reason, there's been a shift in that. There doesn't seem to be that same concern where they're a lot of these outlaw motorcycle gangs are now quite focused on being quite overt.
The accepted wisdom has been that criminals get their weapons from the domestic black market, largely made up of guns that have been stolen over many years. The flow of guns from outside Australia is poorly understood, but a recent bust provided evidence it does exist. Police smashed an alleged gun trafficking ring in Sydney's south, though too late, they say, to stop over 150 Glock handguns being imported. New South Wales Police Firearms and Organised Crime Squad Commander, Detective Superintendent Ken Finch, believes others are doing the same.
We think that their methods are not confined to them, so we are of the view very strongly that other enterprises have engaged in similar practices. So it's very difficult to quantify. But it would seem that at the moment there are quite a lot of handguns on the streets of Sydney.
In Victoria and South Australia, police have told PM they don't see much evidence of guns being smuggled in from overseas, but say it doesn't mean it's not happening. What they say would help in keeping track of the illegal guns market is more uniform firearm legislation. Victoria Police Detective Superintendent Brett Geeran.
That might be something that we need to look at. It's also the way of responding to firearms crime. Licensing and regulation, we each have our discrete licensing systems and whether they're connected is a very important thing.
And so does the fact that there is no uniform national firearms legislation hinder your job?
Doesn't help.
South Australia Police Chief Superintendent Paul Dixon agrees.
Especially around the trafficking, that would create a situation where it may be more difficult for offenders to be involved at that high level of firearms offending.
The Federal Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, has told The World Today there are weaknesses in the national approach to guns.
You've effectively got a system where you can see licences and registration across the country, but there are loopholes in it. If a firearm moves from one state to another, police tell me that it can effectively disappear off their radar and they can't tell where it is. I'm working with my state colleagues on a package of reforms to improve firearm laws over the next few weeks so that we can bring forward some reforms that will improve gun laws across this country when we meet in June.
The Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, ending Lexi Metherall's report.